Good morning, Thunder Bay. You are now dialed into the Thunder Wolves sports feed.
Well, good morning. And welcome to this April 28th edition of the Thunder Wolves sports feed here on CLU Radio 102.7 FM and LURadio.ca. Such a pleasure to be here with you this morning. It is, of course, Thunderwolf Thursday in the Wolves Den, and that is where we announce the newest members of the Thunderwolf family. We've got one lined up for today. She's going to be in the booth with Lakehead wrestling coach Francis Clayton, another local wrestler committing to the Lakehead wrestling program. And that's great news, growing the sport at the grassroots level and bridging those young athletes into post-secondary education and, of course, OUA and CIS competition. We're going to talk with them and, of course, mix in some classic long-playing vinyl. Here's a favorite of mine. Off the Presence album of Led Zeppelin, this one's called Nobody's Fault But Mine. All right, starting us off this morning was Led Zeppelin off their Presence album. That one's called Nobody's Fault But Mine. Love the harmonica licks in that one. It is, of course, as I mentioned in the intro, Thunderwolf Thursday. And Thunderwolf Thursday is a new phenomenon. And a person that I would attribute most of the credit for Thunderwolf Thursday is sitting in the booth with me now, and that is, of course, Francis Clayton. Good morning.
Good morning, Hugh.
How are you on this fine April morning, Fran?
Good. There's a couple. It's Thunderwolf Thursday, but it's also National Cubicle Day.
Okay, you're gonna. We'll get back to Cubicle Day in just a minute, but in terms of Thunderwolf Thursday, that is, of course, a new incarnation for us here in the Wolves Den and on the Thunderwolf Sports Feed as well. But that's where we introduce the newest Thunderwolves or the newest student athletes to join the Thunderwolf family. I think this is your third such Thunderwolf Thursday. We've had it's been a very busy recruiting year for you, as it should be. You know, it's a big rebuild that's been happening. But maybe you could tell us a little bit about your Thunderwolf Thursday announcement.
Well, yeah, it is our third, and it's another local product. It's always interesting, and I like this part about the local part, because it's somebody who wrestled at Churchill High School, and she was coached by a Lakehead alumni. So that's kind of a nice thing. I think even the previous coach was also a Lakehead alumni, and Steve Gross. So Steve Gross, I think, started. And then Mike Thomas was in part of that, and she's also worked with a lot of other Lakehead alumni, Jessica Brachatsky, and she's part of a summer program I used to run. So it was kind of neat that the Lakehead wrestling program has a way of getting out there and producing more. So this athlete, and her name is Casey Turner.
All right. The suspense was killing. Casey Turner, indeed, from Churchill, Winston Churchill High School, and she's with us here this morning. Good morning, Casey.
Morning.
And how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. So, Casey, as Fran mentioned, your coach at Churchill is a Lakehead grad, Mike Thomas, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah.
And a big shout out to Mike. We're a big fan of Mike here on the Thunderwolf Sports Feed, and of course he was inducted into the Lakehead Athletics Wall of Fame last fall. But so what is it, what type of emotions, feelings, thoughts are going through your head today, Casey, when you're making it official here on Thunderwolf Sports Feed about making the jump to university and being a Thunderwolf?
I'm really excited to be able to wrestle for Lakehead and wrestle for Francis and Justin. I think that's awesome, especially growing up in Thunder Bay and then continuing wrestling here.
Yeah, Yeah, no, I couldn't have said it better myself, because that's the way we feel at the department, just in terms of fostering the growth of the sport at the grassroots level, and to see young athletes like yourself come up and choose Lakehead is great. What is it about working with, you worked with Francis probably at the club level, I'm guessing, but what is it about Francis's coaching style, or what is it that about wrestling that you really like?
Well, Francis, when he coaches you, he teaches you a move, but he doesn't teach you, he teaches like the full move, but then he lets you experiment with it, and he wants to know how else you could work with it. So he's letting you figure out the movements, which is awesome.
Very cool. Impressive, Francis. I'm impressed. It allows for some improvisation, which I think is, you know, the key to success in wrestling, is to be, you know, adaptable and to develop kind of your own style. About that, about Francis, what is it about wrestling? What got you into wrestling, and how? That's a funny story.
Well, in grade 8, I wanted to win the Athlete of the Year award.
Yeah.
So I did every sport. Except cheerleading, of course. So,
yikes.
So I decided to wrestle, and I had a really positive role model in that, so I just continued to train, and that's basically how I started wrestling.
All right. It was the glory. And did you win the Athlete of the Year award?
I didn't.
Oh, but you got something, I think, that's worth a lot more in the long term, and that's you know, a genuine interest in a sport that's receiving, you know, a very high level of coaching. I'm not sure if you know this, but Fran is one of, I think, 4 or 5 level 5 coaches in the country. Is that right, Fran?
It might be 6 now, but yeah.
Might be 6 now.
6 or 7, I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm up there.
He's like 20% of the brain trust at the highest level of coaching in the country.
Yeah, so that's the good news and the bad news.
So what is it, what kept you in wrestling? I mean, you started off just sort of trying something new and trying to, you know, experiment and play as in many sports as you could, but what is it that kept you in wrestling?
The physical aspect. It's like a workout for every part of your body during one practice.
Mm-hmm.
You're not just running or just playing soccer or something.
Okay.
But you get to, like, use your muscles, I guess, to keep going.
Yeah, and it's sort of a mental game too, right?
Yeah.
And I understand you just came back from, well, not just, but this year you're at offices and placed 6th in, what is your weight division?
I wrestled at 57.5 kilos.
Okay. And you placed 6th?
Yeah.
Which is pretty impressive. Was that your first OFSA, or?
That was my 3rd OFSA.
Okay. And that was that your best result?
Yeah, it was.
So how did you feel after reaching the top 6, which is pretty impressive?
I was really excited to make podium, and that was my goal, to make the podium, so I did reach my goal, so that was exciting.
Mm-hmm. And who did you beat anybody along the way that was sort of on your list of, okay, I want to beat this person, I want to beat that person, maybe I can beat that person?
Going into the competition, I actually didn't look at my bout sheet at all, so I didn't know who was in my weight class.
Okay.
So I just went in knowing that I wanted to beat everyone I was going to face.
Didn't matter. Didn't matter who you are.
No.
Case is coming for you.
Yeah.
All right. Francis, what has it been about Casey that you've seen through her years of wrestling that's prepared her and sort of that you see in Casey that is going to bring her to the next level, or that potential, I guess?
Well, I think Dan Gable had a good quote. He said, talent with work will get you a long way. Talent without work won't, and work without talent will get you a long way as well. Like, it's the work part,
yeah,
is important. And a lot of athletes, you always say, boy, they'd be really good if they had just worked a little bit harder. Well, you won't have to say that. Casey works hard. She's been summer training since day one. She's earned everything that she's received. And that's an important part. Like, we're trying to build with hardworking people. The three that we've known this far is probably the ones I've seen the most over the 4 years. One, because I live in the same house with them, but but the other two, you know, they're always at practice and they've trained summer long. So you can accomplish a lot in the summer. And I think that's how this team is going to become very good, is by summer training. Mm-hmm. I think other coaches in the past have shown, like, not wrestling, but even Scott Morrison, I think you would know better than any of us, that he built his teams in the summertime.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we're trying to do. In case, I don't have to talk Casey into training in the summer. And that's kind of nice. Some people, you have to talk them into it, but Casey knows that that's what she has to do if she wants to climb up the ladder.
Yeah, no, I like that expression as well. I think it was, you mentioned it earlier. It's been recently attributed to, I'm not positive, I thought it was Kevin Durant, but hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard.
Oh, yeah.
That's
could,
all right.
Could be him. I think he kind of stole it from somebody. He's young.
He may have penned. Or I'm not sure if that's the case, but it's certainly an adage that I can ascribe to.
Yeah.
Anyhow, that's great to hear, because honestly, Casey, I can tell you, I mean, as Francis has, and as I'm sure you know, I mean, Francis especially has seen hundreds, if not thousands, of athletes come through the doors at Lakehead. Over the years, not only in wrestling, but I mean, Francis, you keep up on, you know, I always see you at the volleyball games and the basketball games, and he knows what he's talking about when and he can identify, you know, the potential in those athletes, and he doesn't suffer fools very well, or those that aren't ready to work. Not to lay it all on you right now. You're just coming into your post-secondary student athlete career, and from that aspect, Casey, what are your aspirations at Lakehead University in the classroom?
I'm going into psychology.
Okay.
So obviously, to achieve high marks is one of my goals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, for sure, and it's always a learning process, and I mean that not only in the classroom, but just balancing, you know, your workout regimen with your study regimen. And thankfully at Lakehead Athletics and with Francis and our support staff, we have a good system in place to help students find that balance, because it's not easy to do, and it doesn't happen overnight. It takes a lot of practice and discipline. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, sorry to lecture you. What else is it about Lakehead that you like? Have you, you know, checked, or you've obviously been here lots, checked out the field house, campus, and things like that?
I think it's a good community to be in. Everything seems pretty positive around here.
Very much so. I would definitely agree with that. Francis, what else? What else is it about Casey Turner here that you see, you know, potential in and obviously existing talent in?
There's lots. You know, you have the hard work piece, which is good. There's a few pieces that we're looking for. In order for our team to move forward, we need people, sort of a cohesive group, you know. We need, and there are a group coming through that have known each other for a while, and they seem to work well together. I like the idea that very open to different suggestions, and you know, she's had coaches and she's gone 4 years. I have not been a primary influence or a primary coach of hers. She's had a club coaches. Shane Combe has been a coach in the club, and then Mike and earlier Steve Gross, and now Justin helps me out.
Yeah.
And it's important, you know, when the coaches address an issue that it's tough on people, right? Because you're saying, hey, look, why don't you change this? And Casey's been very good at doing her best. She understands enough that, you know, she wants to get better. She'll set her ego aside and let's just get better and work hard, and that's good. She's worked with a number of people in a good way. Like, she's one of our assistants, the other ones like Justin, but we also had Jessica Burchaski, and she's worked well with her. And it's I guess that's one of the nice things. You don't want to talk them into this whole idea of buying in and stuff, you know, if they've already kind of understand and the process and they just know that they have to get to it.
Yeah.
And that's what we're happy about. It's
It's
not always that cut and dry. You know, some people are just stuck on the way they do things. And I do things quite a bit different than a lot of coaches, just from the way I structure the practice, even the way Casey described how I do the technique, you know, because bottom line is everybody has different attributes they bring to the table, right? Different body types and different. Yeah. Some people are really strong. Some people are explosive. Some people have good feel. Some people have, you know, there's different things, very flexible.
Yeah.
So we try to have this person find themselves. And Casey's good at that. She's like open to that. Some people want to know exactly everything, you know, which way does my big toe have to point in order for this to work?
And okay.
And I'm thinking, really doesn't matter which direction your big toe is. You could, we got to, you know, figure it out, you know. And there's a group of them that are starting to understand that, what do I do here? And we'll figure it out. And I'll help you. But
yeah. Casey, sorry, crack a smile there with Fran talking about that. Is there one sort of saying of your coaches, it might be Fran, it might be Mike or anything, is there one saying, you know, that they've drilled to you, into you in practice that you always remember for better or for worse?
There's not really one saying, but there's a lot of stories that do go on during practice, and they always have a message that you can find within the stories, and they're normally about working hard or figuring out how to work at getting better.
Do any of those stories come to mind right now that you can share?
Well, there are a lot.
Yeah. Maybe I'll let you sit. Let that sit for a moment, and we've got some more time here. I'm sitting in the booth with a very experienced wrestler and wrestling coach and a young aspiring wrestler. And it is none other than Francis Clayton and Miss Casey Turner. Casey, how are we doing now?
Still good.
Still good. Okay, that's great. We talked a lot in the first little bit about growing up wrestling and how you got into it. And I asked you earlier about a wrestling story, or, you know, it could be from on the road at a tournament or what have you, but what story came to mind?
Well, at practices, we train as a whole team, so you have your most advanced wrestlers and your youngest wrestlers all training in one room, and everyone gets along really well. And so my training partner, Madison Clayton, she was in a couple weeks ago. She's pretty funny. She comes up with things really, really fast. So we were wrestling, and there was two heavyweights. We were wrestling right beside them. So being on the lighter end and the heavier end of the scales, we were right beside each other, and I think we were doing technique, and Matt and Drew came flying at us, who's one of the heavier wrestlers, and also one of the older wrestlers on the team. He came flying at us, and Madison goes, "Come on now, you don't want to be the little car running into the big transport over here." So that was pretty funny, and it just shows how well everyone gets along on the team, that we can joke around with the older wrestlers.
Yeah, that's good, a little camaraderie. And that wrestling room is, I'm always surprised when I drop by there around practice time. I'd never dare venture in. I just kind of peek in the door. But you guys get a good 20, 25 people in there sometimes. And, you know, there's three or four or five, you know, sparring, grappling sessions going on. And it's close quarters. So you have to be careful about that. And I'm sure, Fran, you probably have a million stories from inside that wrestling room over the years.
Oh, there's lots of stuff that goes on. It seems that the wrestlers always have a few more than I do. I've forgotten most.
And of course, you guys also use the main gym, few times a week. You roll out the mats and have a little bit more space to work. Not quite as hot as well. Yeah, I know that wrestling room does get very hot, especially in the summertime.
Well, right now we have it in the summer. It's during the season we have more space. We have a couple of mats out. We will be moving to the hangar shortly. We have a couple of weeks down right now. It just works best for lots of the different groups. We're going to start off with about three different groups going at once. So we need a bigger space. But up until now, it's going very well. Like, you mentioned about 18, 20 people we're getting. And this is the start of the off season.
Yeah.
So we have lots to look forward to.
What are your goals this summer, Casey, in terms of getting ready to make the jump to, you've more or less already made it, your training with the Lakehead Club team, and you've been in that environment. What's sort of going through your mind, or what are your goals this summer heading into September?
I'm really trying to work on my movement and to keep moving and not give up positions that could easily be fought with some new techniques. And definitely strength is one of the main things going into a higher competition level now.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're looking to get in the weight room a little bit, work on speed and movement as well. What are some of the drills, or what are some of the ways that a wrestler would do that in terms of increasing your foot speed?
Well, with foot speed, a lot of it's in the skipping rope, but we do a lot. We have a good guy, like Justin. He runs through a good warm-up where he's doing lots of drills. Lots of different things, right? We do a lot of tumbling. We're trying to do a lot of tumbling in practice, more than we've ever done.
Yeah.
I'm going to introduce some skipping, a few other agility drills. We do a lot of motion drills on our feet, but I think we have to do a lot more, and we have to get supplemental programs for people so they can work on their own. I know Madison, she's joined a boxing group on Saturdays.
Some cross training.
Boxing. And she thinks that's pretty good, and she's been skipping, doing some stuff with the rope, which is good. So she's inspired me to, when we do come back after these 2 weeks, to bring in some ropes and start doing some skipping and things like that.
Yep, I'll be there for that one.
Are you a rope skipper?
Love the rope. Love the rope. I'm not that great at it. I used to be better. But it's incredible how much just hopping on the spot is a workout.
Really
gets your heart rate going pretty quick.
Did I tell you the joke about the rope?
No, I haven't heard the rope joke.
I skip it.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Wow. That happened. That happened. So, wow.
Is that the first joke on Thunder Wolf Thursday?
Kip usually comes through, our running coach. Kip, he'll usually drop a few puns.
Oh, yeah.
I guess that was also a pun. So. Yeah.
Two-thirds a pun. P-U. Oh, stop.
Wow. All right, we're cruising right along here on the Thunderwolf Sports Feed. It is, of course, Thunderwolf Thursday, and we're happy to announced Casey Turner of Winston Churchill High School is committed to Lakehead University and the Lakehead University Wrestling Program. Thank you both for coming in for Thunderwolf Thursday. Fran, you're breathing life into this thing every chance you get, and I really appreciate it. It's a great initiative.
Well, thanks for helping promote everything. Doing a great job. People don't know all the good things you do.
Oh, come on. We don't got time for that. But thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you, Casey, for coming on the show today. And congratulations on becoming a Thunderwolf officially.
Thanks for having me.
All right. And a big shout out to Grandpa Turner.
Yeah, Grandpa Fox.
Grandpa Fox.
Texted me.
All right. Big shouts to Grandpa Fox. All right, this one is called Downtown Funk, and it is certified clean by SoundCloud. All right, we'll see you next week, everybody. Thanks again.
to the more historic. Salesman's like, what up? What's your budget?